Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome, 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 welcome back to Unveiled by Grace podcast. This is your man of God, Ron. How are you guys doing on today? We're back. Today is February 19th. Wow, February is almost over. Every time I say the date out loud, it reminds me, like, man, time is moving. It's moving. But I hope you guys are doing well today. Today is Wednesday. Hump day. But I hope you all are doing well on today. Today, man, we're going to talk about, and a lot of, not a lot, but some of you, you know, you may not like where we're going here, but we're going to go there. Man, I want to talk about the super religious, or just religious and religion, and how it limits the move and the power of God in a believer's life, right? And understand that, you know, my godmother always tells me, she said, you know, God's a peculiar God. You know, he does things the way he does them. And, you know, sometimes the, but the unknown is unknown, right? And our understanding is what limits and kind of shuts off the power of God in our lives. But let's get into it, man. You know, religion, it often provides structure, right? Community and a moral framework, which is great. I think that you need that just a part of, you know, just like in your business, you need structure. You need a community. You need a certain moral compass in your business, in your life, in your relationship. So that's nothing's wrong with that, right? But when it becomes a set of rules or traditions, and in that it limits our understanding of God's power and the possibilities available to you and I, to us believers, right? So religion typically is an organized system, right? Let's break down what religion is, right? It's an organized system of beliefs and practices. And it often includes rituals, ceremonies, and adherences to specific doctrine. And there's definitely some benefits to that, right? But the limitations, when you begin to, you know, my mother used to always say, you know, it's not about religion, it's about relationship, right? But when we begin to focus on those certain rituals, right? So when rituals overshadow the relationship with God, it can lead to a transactional view of faith. Which means we believe that we must perform to earn God's favor, which is false. Hallelujah. And that's just going on, let's go in that route. You know, a lot of a lot of churches, you know, the church, sometimes we have certain traditions and rules, and you gotta look this way and dress like this and talk like this, and I say, you know, and that can become a way or a culture in the church. And that runs off a lot of new young believers or non-believers, right? Because they think that, oh, you got to be like this, and they just not like that. And that can limit who can receive God and, you know, who you can receive, and God can use that person as well to help you, right? So, and there's another huge, you know, when we speak about the unknown, you know, the fear of the unknown, you know, certain structures can create fear, right? Which makes us hesitant to step out in faith and explore what God might do outside of conventional practices, right? For instance, I was just speaking to my wife about this. You know, sometimes when God is doing something in our lives and when we get into the unknown, it's not gonna be familiar. You're not gonna truly understand what it is and how it's gonna come. Like what you think is going to be like, or what it may look like, is totally the opposite. Totally the opposite. And when we have, and when we rely on our own understanding, that's when we begin to limit God. Now, faith versus religion. This is where I really want to make a real statement here. The nature of faith, right? See, faith in God is about trust and reliance. It's believing in God's character, his promises, and his power. Right? Mark 9, verse 23 states, everything is possible for one who believes. Not some things. Everything is possible for one who believes. Now, this emphasizes that faith unlocks the potential for God's work in our lives. And I got to go back to everything is possible. Everything is possible, which means what? There is no impossible. You know, we hear these ads, you know, Nike or whatever these other people and companies and brands may say, we do the impossible. Impossible doesn't exist with God. It says here, everything is possible. So there's no impossible. Everything is possible. But what? For one who believes. Believing is a choice. My brother, man of God, Tom Coyle out of Australia, he was speaking about this morning, about belief being a choice. And as he began to share his testimony about how the Lord uses him in healing, and he even said it on his podcast, he was saying that, you know, you religious people may want to leave because we're going on a flight and you need to buckle up, right? Because, you know, not sometimes, but being super religious, it, again, that's what we're speaking about here. It limits God. It's outside of our understanding what he can do and how he does it. You just got to trust and rely on him. And that goes back to faith. That's the nature of faith. believing his character, his promises, and his power. Hallelujah. Now, true faith encourages an intimate relationship with God, seeing him not just as a deity to be appeased, but as a loving father who desires to bless and empower us. Now, I'm going to give some examples from the Bible that God showed just how peculiar and unknown and how he does things. Where it's outside of your understanding. It's outside of your religious practices and your routines and your traditions, right? For instance, in Jesus's ministry, throughout the Gospels, when Jesus, you know, he challenged religious leaders, emphasizing faith over ritual. For instance, the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. This particular story or happening with Jesus, with the woman with the issue of blood, this demonstrated when she believed she could be healed by merely touching his garment. And you can find that in Mark 5:34. Think about that. She believed that she could touch his garment. That's all she needed, was to touch his garment and she would be healed. And she was healed. Now, if you go to somewhere and you got, you know, you get somebody your jacket. Hallelujah. You lay your jacket on your sick grandmother at the hospital in the bed, and the doctors come in after 5 minutes, her little machines are going off. Her heart rate is good, her blood pressure is good, and all of a sudden she's waking up out of a coma. Now that would make most people say, oh, witchcraft, or oh, this is this. Hallelujah. But let's keep going, because there's so many other examples of this, right? Peter walking on water. Now, let's be clear, right? I'm not saying that there aren't practices that are done in darkness and that are done through other forms that aren't through Jesus. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that those are the perverted versions. So if they can do it, why you think he can't? Hello. Hallelujah. But Peter walking on water in Matthew 14:29. When Peter walked on the water, when he focused on Jesus's command, now his journey represented how faith allows us to experience the impossible. Because remember, everything is possible. Hallelujah. I hope that you guys are receiving this, because there's a lot of what's going on right now is there's those who are doing things that way. And then there's us who are doing it God's way through Jesus. We're doing exploits and performing miracles, right? But there's a few of us who, you know, we're getting caught up on religion, and it's limiting the move and power of God in your life. You're not experiencing his fullness. But let's keep going, right? So how do we overcome these limitations, right? Cultivate a faithful heart. And this is one of the things the man of God, Prophet Tom Cole, was speaking about when he was speaking about faith and just believing being a choice. But one of the things that we must cultivate is a faithful heart. Prayer, worship, and reading the scripture, of course, this deepens our understanding of God's nature and capabilities. Like, how do you know the Father if you don't seek him with all your heart? If this is, it's like, you know, the books like Love Languages, right? Our Father's love language is prayer, worship, and reading his word. That's how we begin to cultivate a faithful heart, right? And stepping out on faith takes risk. Take risk. Take risk in your faith. And, you know, sometimes, even myself, like, there was points where I would do something religious, right? I would overthink a specific situation, or I would try to say, well, I can't do this because that don't make sense. Because, well, how would I? Man. We must remove, but to only truly, truly, truly do that, you must understand who God is. You must seek him. You must get closer to him. Seek him, and he will reveal more and more to you. So trust God for big and small things. That job you want, that's small. But that job you want, you pray for, he give it to you. Because you pray for it, you ask for it, and it actually is aligned in his will. Because that job is going to give you and develop a certain quality or characteristic that's going to be needed. So you'll definitely get the job. But then after that job, now he may tell you to move to Guam. I don't know. I just said something. He'll tell you to move to Guam, but you're doing great at your new job. Your job, you've been there for 2 years, but it's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to move forward because God needs you. He needs you right now. He needs you right now for this specific move. Now, everything's going great. You know, you got money in the bank. You know, you got a stable job and career. Right? But he's saying, move. I need you to go here. I need you to go here. So the first thought you may have is, you know, here's that inner dialogue. Come on now. Well, he did it for me here, but this is a little uncomfortable. This is a little unknown. I've never been to Guam. I don't even have a passport. Huh? I don't even know, y'all. Don't listen to me. I think you need a passport to go to Guam. Don't judge me. I know somebody somewhere gonna be like, you don't even need a passport to go to Guam. Well, hey, you get what I'm saying, right? You gotta step out on faith. You gotta step out on faith. You know, and in surrounding ourselves with the community, with fellow believers who encourage a faith-filled life rather than solely a religious one. This is how, you know, I thank God for the men and women of God in my life. You know, they've helped me and pushed me and held me accountable, and they haven't walked the walk for me, but they definitely, you know, held me accountable. And when I needed the support, you know, because, you know, you need that support. So I'm grateful for them, and I appreciate that. And thank God for them, and I pray for them constantly because they have helped me so much, you know, and just been there for me so much, and I learned so much from everyone. So definitely that's one of the major keys, man, is getting that community and that support around you. But I'm coming up on my time, guys. You know, I like to make it short and sweet here, man. We got to get rid of, not get rid of, but that sounds so, you know, but like we have to truly come out of this religious spirit, this religious behavior and way of doing things, because it's limiting the move of God in our lives. It's limiting. It's like you know, when your charger for your device or your phone is like it going and out, it's not fully charging, you know, or it's like you move it this way, it stop charging. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like not fully getting connected, you know, fully getting connected to our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you guys know I'm going to pray and get us out of here. I really, really hope that this has helped. I really, really hope that this helped any one of you. Just one. If it's just one, then I did my job. Oh, man. Hallelujah. So, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unfailing love and the grace you pour into our lives. We come before you today seeking a deeper understanding of who you are beyond rituals and traditions. Help us to recognize where our religious practices may limit our relationship with you. Lord, give us the courage to step out in faith, trusting in your promises and acknowledging that all things are possible for those who believe. Remove any fear of doubt that holds us back from experiencing the fullness of your power in our lives. We ask for guidance as we strive to cultivate a heart of faith, one that seeks a personal relationship with you. Surround us with a community that encourages us to grow, supports our journey, and inspires us to break free from limitations. May we always remember to look to you above all else, believing in your goodness and grace. Ignite our hearts with passion for your word, and may our faith expand as we seek you earnestly. In Jesus' precious and mighty name we pray. Amen. So I hope and I pray that this message, may it enter into your heart, and may it sprout or ignite the fire that will burn off any religious limitations in your life, so that God may use you to do exploits, to bring more souls to Christ Jesus, our Lord. I thank you guys for listening. I truly, truly appreciate your time. And I will see you guys in the next episode tomorrow. This is your man of God, Ron. This is the Unveiled by Grace podcast. I will see you guys in the next episode. Shalom.